I know I'm the last talker, so we'll or last speaker, so we'll go through this fairly quickly and get you out here on time. A little background on myself. As Lincoln mentioned, I'm in the Soil and Water Science Department at a research center in the south part of the state. Work primarily on nutrient and irrigation management and methods of maintaining nutrients in the crop root zone. I'll go into it in more detail in a moment, but I've been working with our Florida Automated Weather Network for the last 16 or more years, and now coordinating the best management extension programs throughout the state. So this is what brings us together from all the information that we've covered today, is to look at how we manage our nutrients in our root zone and how we can more conservatively manage our irrigation, our water. The things I'll talk about today are to give you a basic background of the Florida Automated Weather Network and how we have a system of grower irrigation and freeze protection tools completely set up to conserve water. That's the main focus of that. The next is a cooperative program between the Florida Department of Agriculture and FAWN. And that's the My Florida Farm Weather Program, where the Department of Ag will cost-share weather stations for growers to put into their fields and incorporate that into the Automated Weather Network program. We've also produced an app that will also give that information to the growers over the phone, so they have very site-specific information to manage their irrigation with. And then finally, we'll talk about some what we're calling smart irrigation smartphone apps. We'll go through the current situation and then look at some of the features of the vegetable app that we've produced. So Florida FAWN, the Florida Automated Weather Network, has been in existence since 1997. It was put together by the University of Florida and the Florida Department of Agriculture to give information to the growers exclusively at that time for freeze protection. It was mentioned earlier that in 2010 we had a very winter season. There was a lot of freeze protection water used. Our water tables went down. And along with that, we had sinkholes. Florida typically has sinkholes every year, but that year we had a tremendous increase in number of sinkholes. So that's just an example of why this system was developed and why it's very important. And we've developed since 1997, we've developed a system of irrigation scheduling to go along with that. I might add, there's no cost to water for producers in Florida. So why are we concerned with water conservation? If there's no cost, why conserve water? The majority of it is for our groundwater protection. We have been mandated by the U.S. EPA to have certain nutrient levels within our surface water and our groundwater. So that's a very important aspect. The other is that one of the main contributors now to the FAWN system are the water management districts within the state. Florida, as quite a few of the eastern states, the growers here have no water rights as they do in the western states, some of the western states. So we based our water use on a consumptive use permit that have to be renewed every 5 to 10 years, depending on the district that they happen to be in. As urban water demands increase, the amount of water going to agriculture decreases. So those consumptive use permits typically go down over time, and that's why we're having to conserve our water. But as indicated on this map, this is the page you'll see if you go to the FAWN website there. Each of those numbers represent a weather station within the state. We have 42 of them now, and we have weather downloads from those stations every 15 minutes. I'll go into, in just a moment, the irrigation and freeze protection aspects of the program. Irrigation scheduling through FON is based on evapotranspiration. It's calculated for each of the weather stations. We have the list of irrigation scheduling tools that you see there: vegetable, row crops, citrus, strawberry, turf grass, and lawns, home lawns. And we have a supply of fact sheets that are also available on the website. So each of these are evapotranspiration based. They'll give you a schedule based on information that you provide about your irrigation system and your soils. And you have to adjust that schedule according to rainfall. So there are guidance given for delays in rainfall. If you have a certain rainfall, say a half an inch of rainfall, it'll tell you to delay your irrigation by a certain number of days depending on the evapotranspiration at the time, and then you start back with the schedule that's provided. Now, in freeze protection, we do provide the National Weather Service forecast for the weather station locations as well as locations that are provided by the growers for their specific farm locations. We have a tool that will provide minimum overnight temperatures based on weather conditions. We have a forecast tracker which takes that national weather forecast and compares it to our one of our FON sites, whichever one they select, and you'll get a difference between the weather forecast and the actual conditions at the FON site, so the growers can judge, is it going to be colder than the forecast or warmer than the forecast? So they can control, they can base their freeze protection decisions based on that. We have evaporative cooler cooling potential calculations there based on humidity, wind speed, and other things, as well as a wet bulb-based irrigation cutoff. We found out that tremendous amounts of water were saved by being able to tell the grower when, based on a critical temperature for their crop, they could safely turn off the water after a freeze event without going into a hypercool situation and damaging their crop. So that's saved a tremendous amount of water. The My Florida Farm weather program that we've just started here in the last 18 months is a cooperative program between the Florida Department of Agriculture and FON. As I mentioned before, they provide a cost share for these weather stations. We have 130 of them in the state now. They're all available through the FON website. So growers can go there, get their data, and view how their data has changed. This is a display that they would see. In the right-hand column there, you see the different parameters that are current data, such as wind speed, temperature, cumulative rainfall, and so forth. The graph, right now we are plotting temperatures and rainfall. We'll be displaying more than that graphically in the future, in the very near future. And we will be, from this location, you'll be able to go to the FON site to use the tools, the freeze protection irrigation scheduling tools, based on data from your weather station on your site. So all of these things are geared to provide better information to the grower for more efficient irrigation. We've developed several phone apps. The top one there is attached to the My Florida Farm Weather Program. There, the growers can, or anybody, not only the grower that owns the weather station, but growers maybe that neighbor a grower that has a weather station can download this app, either an iPhone app or an Android, from their app store, free of charge. They can download the app and then select any of the weather stations that they want to get current information for. They can also input temperatures that they may find in the field, say on a freeze night. If they have thermometers that they routinely monitor on a freeze night, they can enter that information into the system, and it will display the temperatures on the map. The lower app you see there is our smart irrigation app. We currently have four of them that have been released, again, both in iPhone and Android versions that is free of charge from the App Store. We have citrus, turfgrass, strawberry, and cotton that's currently available. Under development, we have vegetables, avocado, and peanut. Those will be coming on online fairly soon. Now, the reason we've gone through this through the other presentations we've heard this morning, but the reason we've gone to this system of trying to develop smartphone apps is our soils in Florida. What you see there is a typical Florida soil. We have a very shallow zone or a horizon that has organic matter in it, typically 4 to 6 inches or less, depending on how it's been cultivated under field conditions. Our organic matter content is typically about 1.5% or less, so very low. Our sands are typically our soils are typically 95% sand or more, quite often 97 or 98% sand, coarse sands, coarse defined sands. And with some accumulation that you see there at about a meter of clay material or spodic material forming an impervious layer. And that's our basis of elevating our water table. This soil is a very free-draining ridge soil that does not have a continuous impervious layer, but other soils do. And those soils we can perch a water table on and do seepage irrigation. But soil such as this one we cannot. And that's why it's important for us to have these irrigation scheduling tools. One thing I didn't mention back when we were talking about the My Florida Farm Weather Program, we're working on some pilot projects right now that will be functioning over the next 6 months or so, where the Florida Department of Ag will also cost share soil moisture sensors to attach to those weather stations, and those soil moisture sensor data will be available on the web for the growers to also use for irrigation scheduling. So to go through some of the functions of our vegetable app, the first page that will come up is the one you see there. The pinpoints are the FON weather stations.
Okay, we're
supposed to start 12:15. Okay. So right now, currently, this smart app is available only for using evapotranspiration data from the FON weather network. In the future, we hope to add to this the My Florida Farm data as well. So if you touch the phone, touch one of these pinpoints, such as the Bronson site that's listed there, you will go to a screen that will allow you to put in information about specific fields, and you can have multiple number of fields depending on how many different fields you want to schedule at any one time. So you can put in a large number of them. You can put in your soil types, your irrigation information, and things, information about your crops, such as distance between plants, distance between rows, and so forth. This will set up the scheduling. The forecast will give you the hourly forecast for that particular station. Notifications can be scheduled so that you, if you wanted to have a new irrigation schedule automatically sent to you for all of your fields, say each week, once a week, it'll do that automatically and then notify you that you now have that information on your phone. This screen shows you the fields. In this case, we have two fields set up for this particular location, and it has the information displayed there that you've put into the system. You would press the generate schedule, and then you come up to this screen, where for field one, it gives you an amount of time that you need to irrigate, and then lower down, you see field two. These two are based, we set them up at two very distinct times to give different amounts. These were also done just a few days ago, so the amount of irrigation is very high because of our evapotranspiration this time of year, but typically we're not growing vegetables this time of year, so you wouldn't see operation times that high. What we're recommending to the growers is that they determine how much time is required for each irrigation event to refill their irrigation within their root zone, and that obviously is dependent on the crop that they're growing, but typically 20 to 30 minute run time. Also depends on the flow rate of their drip emitters, but typically 20 to 30 minutes per application is recommended. So if you have a time such as that lower one for 55 minutes, and you wanted to run 20 minutes each time, you would have three applications per day for about 20 minutes each. So that's how the recommendations would be utilized by the grower. So in conclusion, I just wanted to mention that we do have the automated weather network in Florida, quite extensive number of stations, but we are working with the Department of Ag to get more stations. We've wanted to increase the density of our data, so, and we've done that with their help. The sandy soils, as we've talked about throughout this workshop, is a key component to this irrigation problem that we have, or you know, the necessity of having proper irrigation schedules so that we're not leaching out nutrients from the root zone. And then these smartphone apps that we're continually developing will give us the ability to better, or growers the ability to better irrigate, better schedule their irrigation. So, thank you.
Appreciate all the speakers, and I would also like to thank the Water and Food Transition Management Working Group for sponsoring this workshop, and thanks for your participation. Appreciate it. Thank you.